Now, some of you may be asking yourself, why does he have the theme from Jaws playing at the beginning of the show? It's in celebration of the Discovery Channel. It's Shark Week! Yes, it's Shark Week at the Discovery Channel! Yeah! Shark Week! Give it to him! Yeah! Oh my god, yeah. Oh. I saw this special last night. And, man, this was actual footage from an event with a shark, an attack from a shark. And it was one of the most gruesome things you've ever seen in your life, man. It's just incredible. We'll be getting more into that in a while. But the theme for this episode, of course, is sharks, which is why I have the Jaws theme playing in the background. And every tune except for one will be about sharks in honor of Shark Week. Now, we're going to go ahead and start this thing off, so I want you to pop top on a cold one. Smoke them if you got them from the top to the bottom. Roll yourself up some of that wacky herbal substance if you're that way inclined. And get ready for my very own, one and only, Ode to Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. Yeah, we got a lot of great tunes. We're going to go ahead and start this thing off with a tune called A Perfect Day for Banana Sharks by the Shark City Beer Guzzlers. Yes, indeed. And we will be talking more about this shark called Submarine that was terrorizing people since 1970 and still is off the southern coast, the most southern coast of Africa. This thing is... Well, it makes the shark in Jaws look like a freaking guppy. I mean, this thing is just incredibly huge. And again, we will be talking about that more later. Anyway, without further ado, to start the show, A Perfect Day for Banana Sharks by the Shark City Beer Guzzlers. Let's check it out. I'll be right back with you. Perfect Day for Banana Sharks by the Shark City Beer Guzzlers. A big thumbs up to them. That was an awesome tune, man. And again, appropriate for this particular episode since it is about sharks. Every tune except one has either shark in the episode or shark is mentioned somewhere in the song. This huge shark, this gigantic-ass shark that they named Submarine, this thing is 35 feet long, right? Two rows of teeth, bad dental hygiene, and a really sucky attitude, and a thirst for human blood. It is just the most incredible thing you've ever seen in your damn life. If you do watch the segment I watched on the Discovery Channel, if they play that episode again, do not let your kids watch it. If they are prone to nightmares, and even if they're not, they'll be having them. Because, you know, what made it so scary is the fact that what you were watching was being recorded live, and it was absolutely real. I mean, I've never seen anything like this before. Now, I figured what better tune to play on this particular shark-themed episode than Bobby Darin doing a little tune called Mac the Knife. Let's go and check that out. I'll be right back with you.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you ten, old Mackie's back in town. Don't you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Ah, Jimmy Diver.
Ho! Ho!
Yes, Sugi Tawdry. Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe, now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Yeah, baby. Mac the Knife. Bobby Darin. For those of you who don't know who Bobby Darin is, because perhaps you're too young, Google him, but do wear gloves for your own safety. Next up out of the bag here, I'm almost afraid to reach in because you never know what may, you know, try to make you a snack. This is a group called 05. The tune is called, wait for it, Shark Attack. That's right, because this episode is dedicated to sharks, and every song except for one has a shark theme to it, okay? So, 05, the tune Shark Attack. Let's check it out, and I'll be right back up if I'm not held down by a killer 35-foot great white shark.
Say it is me to take you out to
you come and take a swim with me.
Zero 05, the tune Shark Attack. Big thumbs up from Michael Angel. Loving the tune. You know, in the days when I used to write music and play my own stuff, that's something, that sounds to me like something I would have written if I had had that kind of ability. You know, that's just genius, man. I love that. But true of all the people that I play on my shows, whether it's Zero 05 or, you know, any of the other folk that you'll be hearing. Now, I wanted to keep all of the tunes that were on this show from independent artists. Really couldn't do it because, strangely enough, there were only like four songs about sharks on Music Alley. So I had to kind of hunt around and come up with some substitutes. But I also happened to found this one. It's a group that calls themselves, and it's just letters, RNZR. Maybe it's Renzer. I don't know. But the tune is called Disco Shark. You know, kind of like Disco Duck, only bigger teeth. Let's go ahead and check that out, and I'll be right back.
Shh.
just loving it. Doesn't that make you want to shake your booty in a ocean full of sharks? Yeah. I don't know, man. RNZR is the name of the group. Disco Shark is the tune. Big thumbs up for Michael Angel. Big thumbs up to 05 Bobby Darren and the Shark City Beer Guzzlers, if I was remiss in doing so earlier, and I may have been. This shark they called Submarine, besides being 35 foot long and weighing approximately 4,500 to 5,000 pounds, two rows of really razor sharp teeth, bad oral hygiene, and a super crappy attitude toward humans because it just wanted to eat them. That's all they were good for. This thing also had a unique ability that other great whites do not have. It could absolutely breathe while standing still. It didn't have to move around. And there was a particular scene where they were showing you the radar around this this boat, and I'll get into that in a minute. But you couldn't see the shark because the shark was sitting with its tail facing the bottom of the ocean floor, and its face facing up toward the boat. And it wasn't moving, and it was breathing, and it was just waiting for the moment to attack. It was incredible. You can't even imagine that a shark like this exists, because it's just so horrifying. And anyway, the boat was called, what was it called? Easy Does It. And Easy Does It basically did whale tours. So there was a guy on the tour boat who had a camera, and because these were friends of his, and he was filming different people. And apparently the captain screwed up and either got too close to shore or there were rocks he didn't see, and it wound up wrecking the ship, which began to take on water. And he ordered an abandoned ship order, and then, you know, all these people, except for three of them, went overboard. What they didn't know was that there was a group of sharks waiting for them. And it was weird, man, because one of them got bitten by one of the, I think, eight sharks that were swimming around him. And normally, when blood hits the water, you have a feeding frenzy, because these were smaller great white sharks, but great whites nonetheless. And instead of a feeding frenzy, the eight sharks all disappeared. Now, what you don't realize when you see this happen is that the reason they're doing this is because the big Mac Daddy of all freaking great white sharks, and this is something, like I said, out of just someone's nightmare, 4,000 plus pounds, 4,500 to 5,000 pounds with two rows of teeth, really bad oral hygiene, and a crappy attitude wanting nothing but to kill and attack, is heading in that direction. So they split. And, well, I'll get more to the rest of this in a minute, but by God, man, just some of the most terrifying footage you have ever seen in your entire life. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to Michael Angel's Cosmic Grab Bag, the best unknown podcast on the net. My theme for this show is sharks, because it's Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. Now, as I told you, not all of the tunes were going to be about sharks. This one's a little different. It is about a denizen of the deep that can do you bodily harm. But instead of it being a shark, this is a barracuda. The tune Barracuda by Heart. Now, barracuda isn't exactly a barracuda. It's more a metaphor for a particular type of aggressive male that simply will not give up when it comes to the wonderful world of amour, or at least getting what it is he's after. So yeah, let's go ahead and listen to Barracuda by Heart, and I will be right back up with you. By the way, boys and girls, this is a live version, so crank it up.
Everyone entails, it never fails. Welcome, everybody. Good to have you. We are called Heart. We are from Seattle, Washington. Your neighbors, you might say. We're going to have a good time tonight, so get ready.
Yes, sir. Live version of the Heart tune Barracuda by Heart, of course. Yeah, that takes me back, man. And Nancy Wilson. You got to love them. But yeah, Barracuda. They'll tear you up too, man. No doubt about it. And you, you lucky devils, are listening to the best unknown podcast on the net. That would be Michael Angel's Cosmic Grab Bag. I'm your host, Michael Angel, a.k.a. the Angel Man. And you are with me here in the Angel Zone and also the Shark Zone, apparently. Yeah, getting back to Barracuda, Submarine, the 35-foot great white shark with the two rows of razor-sharp teeth, the bad oral hygiene, and a really crappy attitude toward human beings, loving to feast on humans. This thing, they were showing that this cruise ship, this, well, not a cruise ship, it was a tour ship, and it was... you could get on it and go out and check out whales. Well, basically, there was this guy filming his friends. The captain, again, winds up running the boat into some rocks, and the ship sinks. And everybody goes overboard, except for these three people that are trapped in the ship once it sinks, and they're breathing through air pockets. But basically, this guy that was originally filming these people on the boat before it started to sink, and I can't quite tell where he is, but he's got the presence of mind to sit there and film what happens afterwards. He doesn't try to help anybody, he or she, just keeps filming. And I mean, while I find this morally objectionable, you know, if the camera had just fallen down and kept filming and you saw what happened, you could kind of, you know, forgive everybody. But this particular guy or woman, I can't believe that it never dawned on them to try to help any of these people. But because they filmed it, you got to see some of the most horrific things that you will ever see in your life involving a 35-foot great white shark. This thing, there was a woman who was basically had tied herself to what I will call a dirigible, a balloon. It was cloth, and it was inflated, and basically what it was used for was to keep ships above sea level, basically, I mean, to keep them from sinking. Too bad that the Easy Does It didn't have those on board, but it did not. And so she's got herself strapped to this thing. And you don't even see the shark. What you see is this woman go down and this inflatable balloon goes down with it. And at that point, they calculated that it would take something weighing approximately 4,500 pounds to have enough strength to pull her and this inflatable item down under the water. And it was weird. You never see the inflatable whatever come back up again, and you definitely don't see the woman again. But like I said, it was so quick. One moment she's there, next moment she's not. And then there was this guy who had like a life preserver, but it's square. It's like a pad you can sit on, but it also helps keep you afloat. And while he's hanging on this thing, the shark, after it eats the woman, comes back, and while it's waiting to purge the bones of the woman that it just ate, it's toying with this guy. It's trying to push him away from the rest of the people who are in the water, and it just it goes full speed and bumps him and knocks him back a little bit, and then it waits, and then it just kind of keeps doing that. It keeps toying with this guy, and then once it finally regurgitates the bones of the woman it just ate, then it goes after him. Only you don't, the way the camera angle is, because the guy or girl that was filming it was focusing on him, you didn't see that the shark had left being too immediately in front of him, but had dove under the water and came back at him from behind and from the side. And again, out of the darkness, all you see is teeth and shark, man, and it just chomped this dude, and he was gone. And the only thing that came back up was the flotation device. I mean, it just incredible stuff. And I'll talk more about this after I spin another tune. Because it, my God, man. Again, do not let your kids watch this. This is a tune by a group called Shark, and the tune is called, wait for it, Shark. So let's listen to Shark by Shark, and I'll be right back with you. God, that just nasty Shark, man. And you just heard the tune Shark by Shark. Big thumbs up for Michael Angel. And speaking of sharks, let's go back to the 35-foot-long great white with the two rows of razor sharp teeth, the crappy oral hygiene, and a really sucky attitude toward human beings because it does want to do nothing but eat them at any cost. Man, as if all that weren't enough to scare you, plus the fact that this great white has the ability to breathe without moving, so it can just hover anywhere and wait to attack you. This thing, well, as I told you, there were three people that were trapped in the boat that had sunk. And the tour boat there, the Easy Does It. And they're all together, and they're all in an air pocket, and air is running out, okay? And the people on this rescue boat know this, so they take one of their divers, stick him in a shark cage. And I don't know about you folks, but when I think about shark cages, I think that, you know, you're safe. It's metal, man. I mean, it's strong, and your average great white, you know, could run into it, but it really couldn't do anything to it. You'd be safe as long as you didn't have any arms or legs hanging out of the damn thing. But not in this case, man. They put their diver in the shark cage. He gets to the boat, and he's got a camera mounted to his helmet, so you're seeing what he's seeing, and he gets out of this cage, and right as he gets to the boat, you see this massive 35-foot great white coming by and just eyeballing this guy like he's breakfast, you know, and it keeps circling the boat. Well, he gets inside the boat, he finds these three people. The rescue diver has brought with him three tanks and three respirators, so that now they each have their own equipment to be able to breathe, you know. And but getting him back to the shark cage, he escorts the three to the shark cage, gets all three of them in there. I think it's two guys and one woman. And then he gets in, and right as he gets in and gets upright and he's facing them, from behind them, once again at full speed out of the darkness, you see this just set of giant freaking teeth and this shark, and it just rams into this cage with such force, ladies and gentlemen, that it basically, well, not basically, it did break the bars and bent them into the shape of the front of the shark. That's how much power this thing had. And the weird thing was, when it hit the cage, because it was being lifted up by a winch on the rescue boat, the winch stopped. I mean, it the shark broke it, and so it wasn't running anymore. And so the two guys that were running this winch grab the cable manually and start as fast as they can pulling this cable in to get this cage with these four people in it up, because on radar they're seeing this shark going out and circling back, and it's coming full speed for that cage again. And they get the three victims that were in the boat out of the cage, and they get the diver out of the cage just in time before this great white turns around and just smacks this thing again. I mean, and when you saw the damage that was done to this cage by this shark, a couple of more hits and they'd have been toast. I mean, there was no way the shark was not going to get to it. That cage was not going to stop it. Truly some of the most frightening footage you will ever see. I mean, it's still embedded in my brain. And, yeah, I had to watch the whole thing just to find out whether or not they were going to be able to rescue the three people that were in the submerged boat. Just wild, man. And you know what's scarier than all that, folks? This shark is probably, to my best calculation, probably about 40-plus years old. That means it's mated with a female shark at some point during its life. And you know what that means? It means that there's another great white with this capability that will wind up being this size that will be terrorizing people. There's a Jaws Jr. or a Submarine Jr. out there somewhere. There may be a few of them. You know, so it's incredible, man. So if you happen to be in South Africa at the very southern tip of it on the western coast and you decide you want to go skinny dipping out in the ocean, I would highly suggest you do not do it, man, because besides the other great whites that are floating around out there after the seals, this Mac Daddy, this 35-foot long great white with two rows of razor sharp teeth, bad oral hygiene, and a killer attitude, and I don't mean a good attitude by killer, I mean it wants to kill humans because it loves the taste of flesh and blood, human flesh and blood, is out there. You just don't want to do it, man. Don't think seriously twice before you do anything. Next up out of the bag, this is Casey Redmond. The tune is called wait for it, Shark City. Let's go and check that out, and I'll be right back with you with my going home tune.
Well, we're loading up the Woody with our surfboards and beer. We're going on safari just up the coast from here. We're handsome and we're witty, and we don't want your pity, 'cause we're going down tonight to Shark City. Gotta us all week long. Gippy's bringing us some stitches. Nubba's taking all his gauze. Scar's bringing an aesthetic. Stumpy's dragging his prosthetic. And we're going down tonight to Shark City. Shark City, two sharks for every man. Shark City, you may leave with one less hand. Shark City, two sharks for every teen. Shark City, how do you spell don't know about sharks, don't have that knowledge. But I once met a whale on a blind date back in college. We're loading up the Woody with extra things to pack, like stubby splintered pelvis and a chunk from Gimpy's back. Better make some room for Nub's big open wound, 'cause we're coming home tonight from Shark City. Shark City, next time let's bring a date. Shark City, it is one way to lose weight. Shark City, two sharks for every dude. Shark City, wouldn't try it in the nude. Surfboards and beer. We're going on safari just up the coast from here. We're handsome and we're witty, and we don't want no pity, 'cause we're going down tonight to Shark City. Yes, we're going down tonight to Shark City.
Yeah, you're not going to hear the Beach Boys singing about that one, man. In fact, Shark City, I think, is someplace I'd just prefer not to be. I don't know. After watching Sharknado and Sharknado 2, the second one, what, you know, talk about redundant. Why did they have to call Shark 2 the second one? Isn't it obvious by the fact that it's Sharknado 2? Just a thought. Yeah. Casey Redmond, the tune Shark City. Big thumbs up for Michelangelo. Love the tune, guy. Before we get to the going home tune called Shark in the Water by VV Brown, I'm going to give her a big thumbs up right now, as well as Casey Redmond, the band Shark, Heart, RNZR05, Bobby Darren, and the Shark City Beer Guzzlers for being on the show and being so damn talented and just giving me something wonderful to spin. And as well to you, the listeners out there, for listening to this show. If you're a first-time listener, yep, this is some of the craziness you can expect on this show. If you're a Halo head, a fine follower of the show, someone that's basically followed this show from episode one, then you know this is the kind of thing you can expect as well. But I try to play a lot of indie artists. mainly all indie artists, as a rule, except for this episode, and try to find the best and the brightest of the indie scene that I can bring to you. Now, this show, again, I will go on themes. I had a blues-themed show last episode, and this one happened to be about sharks. And I've got to give credit where credit's due, and I have to mention this. I have to put out a shout to my significant other, Cindy, who this was really her idea. She came up with this, and then the light bulb went over the top of my head, and I was thinking, yeah, I could play the Jaws theme at the beginning of the show. But yeah, she's the one that thought of this, and I wished I'd had, you know? But yeah, so you can thank her as well, and I thought it was a pretty cool idea, and I still do. But anyway, about ready to play the going home tune, Shark in the Water by V.V. Brown. I'll say what I say at the end of every show. Be good humans, watch out for sharks, and do something wonderful for somebody just because you can, and just because it's the right thing to do. It's great karma, man, and it will never, ever, ever steer you wrong. So until I see you on the flip side, you've been listening to Michael Angel's Cosmic Grab Bag, the best unknown podcast on the net, and I've been your host, Michael Angel. And now, without further ado, Shark in the Water by V.V. Brown. Thanks for listening, folks. See you next time.
Yeah.